This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest today is Kelly Nowak. She's the IT Governance Risk Compliance Manager at Good Food Holdings. It's a family of West Coast grocers that include Bristol Farms, Lazy Acres Natural Market, Metropolitan Market, New Seasons Market, and New Leaf Community Markets. Kelly Nowak believes in creating her own path. In a story you can find on the MaxList website, Kelly shares how she's built a career in information technology through non-traditional education and by advocating for the value of experience. Why do you love your job, Kelly?
I love my job because I have kind of made it my own. Within New Seasons Market and now Good Food Holdings, I am creating programs for IT compliance. We're having to perform annual audits, and I get to support different teams in IT and across the company to understand and develop procedures to do well in those audits. I love being able to support different groups as well as really make sure the employee experience is positive. And I just kind of get to make up the work as I go, which I love, and I'm learning a lot.
Well, let's talk about your job search. How did you get your job at Good Food Holdings? Because you were at one of the member companies, New Seasons Market. How did you make that move?
Yeah, so I started at New Seasons about 5 years ago and developed into the role of overseeing IT security and compliance. And that included security training and different regulatory compliance that the company needed to meet. There was a need for the rest of the family of grocery companies to follow these regulatory controls. And really, it all came together in a great way that leadership across the company saw the need. And I was really advocating for myself to create this role. I'm now able to support all the IT teams across all the banners. And I love different opportunities to interact with the business as well.
Let's talk a little more about that. Often, someone might be inside an organization, they are happy in their job, but they find themselves doing the same thing for the third or fourth or fifth time, and they're ready to move up. And there may not be a path for how to do that. And it, as you talk, Kelly, it sounds like you saw that path and were able to make the case to your supervisors for a new opportunity. How did you do that, and what kinds of challenges did you face, and how did you overcome them?
I think I'd be remiss to not actually acknowledge that there was some support from leadership even before my role came into shape, my current role. So there was one leader who was a consultant and actually said to me, one day you will be doing this. So that sort of gave me the supercharge to realize that I could. And then within actually trying to shape my role and promote the need for it, I did a lot of research. I utilized LinkedIn a ton, as well as Google Job Search and Indeed, just to try to understand what was out there in the market in my sort of niche I wanted to go to with IT audit. It's pretty specific, and there's a lot of accreditations that come with it. And typically, it's something a company would pay an outside consultant to do. So a big part of, I wouldn't even say convincing, but finding agreement with the leadership was that having this role be internal meant that we could develop more trust and more process and just continuity. And I really think that based on my track record at New Seasons, it positioned me well. Another part of this was making sure I understood what the role compensation would be. That was a really important thing for me. I didn't want to be undercompensated, especially in the Portland market, and considering, you know, I could look elsewhere for a virtual job in this career path. So that was a big part of advocating for myself, was making sure I was clear with, here's some comparable jobs, I even helped to write the job description. Obviously, it was finalized by our wonderful HR teams internally. But that was a really empowering part, was just making sure I took ownership of, you know, not only the job description, the compensation, but also really the justification for why the internal role was important instead of external.
What was most persuasive, did you find, in making the case for hiring internally rather than turning to an outside vendor? It sounds like that was a concern, or at least an issue you had to address. How did you handle that, Kelly?
I think, like I said, my track record at New Seasons was really good support for enhancing my role. I also think that within the 5 years I've been at New Seasons, we have worked with outside consultants or seen turnover, and it can be really challenging to develop the trust between that role and the teams they're working with, especially if, and usually with this audit GRC role, we're trying to push teams to follow certain procedures that are compliant, which means change management and a lot of adoption of new procedures. So starting over with a consultant really didn't make sense. And I do think that the overall Good Food Holdings company understood that, and I'm so grateful. And again, there was a really important leader who advocated for me from the beginning, and that made a difference for sure.
You talked about the research you did, understanding how other companies handle this role, how they define it, and what the responsibilities are. You did the market research about compensation, and you addressed the advantages or disadvantages of hiring internally versus working with an outside consultant. Were there other steps you had to take in order to make the case to move from this position with one of the five companies to the holding company itself?
I think a lot of it also came down to my own confidence in myself. I wanted to make sure that I had a path no matter what. And a lot of that just came down to recognizing that other jobs in the market I could actually apply for. So it really came down to a little bit of believing in myself as well. That was kind of a secret, or I'm sorry, an important part. But in general, I do feel very fortunate that there was kind of a clear plan at the leadership level to develop this role. And then advocating for myself ensured that I was able to move into that role and step up.
Well, we've talked about the research you did and the support you had internally for this move. In your article for us on the website, you also talk about the importance of networking, not only with this position, but throughout your career as you've done different job searches. Tell us more about the part networking played in this particular opportunity and at other stages in your career.
Yeah, I actually sort of cold emailed someone on LinkedIn who was in the Portland area who had the job title I wanted in a little bit of a different, I'd say, component of the IT market, but certainly felt we were close enough. And they were really generous to actually take a couple phone calls. We did a couple Zoom meetings together. I was able to ask them questions about their path and what kind of trainings they've done and recommendations they have. And from there, I also just continued to research, you know, different job titles within the area. And prior to that, in my job at Salesforce, I was able to participate in some of the local tech meetups. And I consider myself a bit of an introverted extrovert, so I am sociable. But it was really nice to actually go with coworkers and meet some new people and hear some talks. I'm also a big proponent of connecting on LinkedIn. So, you know, making sure I'm reaching out to my community there to congratulate them on job changes or keep track of what they're doing. Because I found sometimes folks would end up at companies that I was interested in. And this was prior to my time at New Seasons, now Good Food Holdings. But I just think those sort of social networks can be really helpful to make sure you're staying connected. And, you know I love to be a referral for people. So I think that reciprocal kind of, you know, boosting of each other is really strong in the Portland market. So I've appreciated that.
making a cold networking request can be hard for many of us, especially if we haven't done it in the past. Do you have tips for how to do that? When you think back on that person you approached for and asked for advice that led to several conversations?
Yeah, I'd say, try to be gentle and kind and don't be too aggressive. I actually was prepared that they would ignore me because I know sometimes LinkedIn can offer some spam. But I think the key was just to open with questions through the messaging or email first. And then, if they seem receptive, go ahead and ask if they'd be willing to either correspond through email or, schedule a Zoom meeting. I do think that just that humility to recognize that people may not want to talk about their career is important too, or they're busy. But I think in my experience, my approach was really, hey, do you have any time? Are you willing to talk? And starting there, as opposed to sharing the questions right away. Because I did have a lot of questions for this person, which they were really generous to have some time. And I do think they had a positive experience too. I like to think, it's even encouraging to, be able to provide support to other people in the industry.
Another point you made in your website article for us was your approach to job boards when you look for work. And you mentioned a moment ago you were looking at using the internet to research how other companies were approaching the position you wanted. Tell me more, Kelly, about how you use job boards, what you do exactly, and what kind of difference it's made not only in this job search but previous ones and throughout your career.
Yeah, so I have, certainly with MaxList and LinkedIn and Indeed, those are probably the three key resources. But what I find really helpful is to be more flexible with location. So since the pandemic, I think there's a lot more hybrid or remote jobs that have opened up. So I will expand my search beyond the Portland or even West Coast area. I also think about the way different companies name titles, because a manager at one company might be a director at another company. So I try not to limit myself to that sort of title component. It's really more about the focus area. And then I have a knack, I guess, for figuring out the way, different functions are described at different companies. So for example, with my title, ITGRC or Governance Risk Compliance might also be IT Audit or IT compliance. So I sort of organize myself around just having different ways to look things up. And while I was preparing to work on my promotion recently, I did do a lot of research and I saved it to my own personal Google Drive just for reference, including job descriptions and applications. So I could really review those and make sure I understood, these are the skills I have, or these are the skills I'm developing. And that really helped me to kind of expand, if I had been applying to external jobs, I would be confident to apply to different ones, even if the title was higher than my current pay grade or, required more experience than I had. So I'd encourage, it really comes down to synonyms or different ways to say things and making sure you're constantly looking at all the different job boards. And Google can be helpful because sometimes it combines things, but I find sometimes the job listings get a little stale or old. So it's best just to go directly to the employer's website as well. And that's really helpful.
You've had a very successful career in information technology, and you don't have a college degree. Tell us how you've been able to have the success you've achieved in your IT career, and what advice would you have for listeners who might not have a bachelor's?
Yeah, I want to say again that, my career in IT really started because of networking. I was invited to attend a recruiting event for Salesforce, and it was the first time I had really considered that I could work in that industry, and it was a great experience for me. So I think for me, I never really knew what I wanted to do as a younger person. I'm in my late 30s now, and I think it's really all coming together. But I would say that, you know, I struggled a bit to not have a college degree for a while. It was a barrier. Sometimes it's a required field in applications. But I can encourage your listeners just to remember that work experience is just as important. And, you know, the desire and the, I'd say, ability to jump into new opportunities and try new things can really help. I think in my early IT career, I wasn't afraid to kind of jump into something new, especially as we were developing kind of more of the operations side for some of the jobs I've had. I never tried to overwork, but I definitely, you know, have a pretty good work ethic. And I think that that demonstrates too, you know, that I am a strong employee. So I'd say as well, any opportunities to try to take some on-the-job trainings or certifications are great as well. Within the IT compliance area, there's a ton of certifications, and I'm kind of building my own little roadmap for what I want to do in the next 3 years. So I just encourage your listeners to not let the college degree kind of requirement be a barrier. And if you're really interested in a company or a job, you know, I would hope an employer would accept you even without it. And if they don't, then maybe it's good to look at different opportunities.
Well, finally, Kelly, what's your number one job hunting tip?
Oh, I'd say keep your LinkedIn current and believe in yourself. And this is a third thing. I would say that keep networking and stay in touch with folks whose careers you're admiring or interested in.
Terrific. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Kelly. To learn more about Kelly Nowak's job search, visit maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. On the second Friday of every month, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who has found a dream job. Go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Hoff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislinberry-Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer and editor is Matt Fiorillo. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts. And our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.